The passage reading is Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work. You or your son or your daughter, your male or your female servant, or your cattle or your sojourner who stays with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. The senior pastor will deliver the message with the title, Remember the Sabbath Day to Keep It Holy, the third session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 8,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday School, GCN, and Manmin TV viewing audiences, this is the third session in the sermon series to keep the Sabbath holy. Continuing from the last session, I will explain to you about how to keep the Sabbath holy. I said that we must not do worldly work, but attend church services and worship God to keep the Sabbath holy. It's because Sabbath is a day to give glory to God and to take part in spiritual rest. But as the world is changing, some people have worries and concerns because they must work on Sundays too. If we really want to keep the Lord's Day in any situation, the God of love considers our heart and tries to open the way for us to keep the Sabbath. If we try our best to worship God in our given circumstances and measure of faith, then God doesn't say we violated the Sabbath. But what God really wants is that we become grown up in faith to be able to control the rule over the given circumstances. For example, in the case of Daniel and his three friends, they were exiles in another country, but they still kept the statutes of God. They kept the commandments of God even about food. Because they truly believed and loved God, those circumstances didn't matter to them. But today, the world has changed so much, and people have different situations and different levels of faith. So God of love acknowledges some exceptional cases. Here, we have to remember one thing. This kind of justice can be applied only when we have the desire to never violate the Sabbath. If we misunderstand this message and violate the Sabbath, it'll rather be a curse. The general Naaman was a Gentile, an Aramite, but he was healed of his leprosy because the attitude of his heart was acknowledged by God. After he was healed by the power of God, before he went back to his country, he asked Elisha the following. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 17 and 18 says, If not, please let your servant at least be given 2 mules load of earth. For your servant will no longer offer burnt offering nor will he sacrifice to other gods, but to the Lord. In this matter, may the Lord pardon your servant. When my master goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon. Rimmon, when I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon your servant in this matter. Naaman determined to serve the Lord God alone as he was healed of the leprosy. It wasn't easy to make such a determination. His longing heart was so earnest that it took even the soil of Israel to use it when worshiping God. But since he was a trusted man of the king of Aram, he had to go into the house of Rimmon, namely a house of a Gentile god. At this time, the king would bow leaning on Naaman, and thus he had to bow together. He had a concern over this matter. He wanted to be blameless before God even in a situation where it was not easy to keep God's commandments. So he asked for the mercy of God. God healed Naaman because he knew that Naaman would serve him with this kind of heart. There were so many lepers who were Jews, who were Israelites, but they were not healed. None of them was healed at that time, but rather a Gentile, and he was healed because he had this good attitude of heart, and he knew the goodness, and he knew the truth, and because he could follow the truth once he knew what the truth was. And that is why God healed him. For you to receive the solutions to your problems, any sickness or problems in business, your heart is what matters. I hope you will also offer up this kind of beautiful aroma of heart, no matter what kind of situation you are put into. Then God will open the way for you to keep the Lord's Day holy according to your situations and faith. He will also lead you to keep it completely. Finally, He will let you reach the full measure of faith. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be guided to the complete blessing and love by the guidance of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to keep the Sabbath holy, secondly, we have to sanctify our body and heart. The Lord's Day is the day when we come before the Lord God and the Lord our Bridegroom. God and the Lord Jesus are holy, and the Sabbath is set apart and sanctified. Therefore, we can enjoy the blessings given on the Sabbath when we keep the Sabbath with sanctified body and heart. Most of you church members already learned this, and you come to church with sanctified body and heart. The day before the Lord's Day, on Saturday, you clean the house, wash the clothes, or take a bath or get a haircut to prepare for the Sabbath. You will also prepare the clean clothes that you will wear on Sunday. If you clean your environment and your appearance, your mind will also be refreshed. The Jews designate the day before the Sabbath as the day of preparation. Even when they are traveling to a distant place, they come back home on the day of preparation and keep the Sabbath. We need to take after their attitude and heart in putting the Sabbath in the center of their lives. If you look forward to the Sabbath, we'll prepare for it. We'll also prepare the offerings we'll give to God. Brothers and sisters, it is important to sanctify our environment and body, but more important thing is to sanctify the heart. To do this, on the Sabbath, we should not take part in worldly entertainment. I believe those of you who keep the Sabbath holy with faith do not enjoy watching TV programs on the Sabbath. Or you will not have a meeting to enjoy worldly entertainment, such as to go see a sports game or a movie or to go on a picnic. The Lord's Day is a day to break the bread of life, praise and pray to God, share the conversation with the believers, and enjoy the spiritual rest. To keep our heart holy, it is important for us to control what we see and hear. Therefore, it is most appropriate to spend the Lord's Day in the sanctuary of God. It is also best to make other environment as spiritual as possible. Also, we should not go to places where we can have contact with worldly entertainment, even though we don't really enjoy it. Some new believers with weak faith may think, what fun is it to spend the whole day in the church on a day off without taking any sort of entertainment? But suppose we take worldly pleasures, then can we have joy and rest? We may have pleasure for the moment, and we may think we are taking a rest. But this is only momentary pleasure that disappears soon. It cannot solve the worries or problems of our lives. You may become involved in worldly pleasure even to the extent that it destroys your own life. But the joy of resting in the Lord is the true joy given by God. Isaiah 58:13 says, "If because of the Sabbath you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my holy day and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and honor it, desisting from your own ways, from seeking your own pleasure and speaking your own word." Then you will gain delight in the Lord your God, which is the word of the mouth of the Lord God. When we keep the Sabbath holy this way, God blesses us in many ways, and that is why it is the day of blessing. I've been keeping the Sabbath since I was a new believer. And it is the happiness and joy itself to keep the Word of God. We have to make the good habit from the beginning. And it's so good, actually. For example, I finished the preparation on the Saturday, the suit and the ties, and I prepare them, and I just hang them. And I prepare my underwear, and also, and the socks, too. I prepare them on Saturday, and as soon as I wake up on Sunday, I put them on. And I've never missed any Sunday. I've never put on any, not even once. I've put on the clothes that I put on Saturday, on Sunday. And since I knew, learned about how keeping the Sabbath, I just made a good habit from the beginning. If we keep the Lord's Day holy, God gives us the joy that the world cannot give. You should have the joy, and you should find it delightful to come to church and to praise God and pray to God and to listen to the Word of God. If you really have faith and if you love God, so you have to give this day to God with your heart. But for me, not only Sunday is Sabbath, but every day is like Sabbath for me. I always have joy and happiness and thankfulness. I feel like every day is the Sabbath. There is happiness, unhappiness, some loneliness. Some people have loneliness or joy, but it all depends on your heart, according to how you make up your mind. God's word says, cast away the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and boastful pride of life, and we have to cut off all these things. God tells us to Rejoice always, give thanks in all circumstances, and pray continually. And we have to do this. And what do you have to do? I always taught you how to do this. To the extent that you cut off the worldly things, God will give you joy and delight in your heart. If you don't cut them out, you may gain a momentary pleasure, but it's only momentary. And if you cut them out and if you remove it from your heart, then you will receive joy from heaven, which nobody can take away. I always have this kind of gratefulness, thanks, and joy and happiness, no matter what the circumstance. I always have the joy and happiness in my heart, and nobody can take it away. And I believe you are also becoming this way. But if you are to follow my life, if you are to live my life, it'll be so hard for you because you're not really used to that kind of life. Meeting with the church members, having delicious meals with them and having lovely conversation. I can do all of those things, but I have the freedom to do them, but I give up all those things just to go into deeper level of spirit, to receive more power of God, to awaken the world, to reveal God's glory more greatly, to prove that the Bible is true to the whole world, and all mindset is concentrating on these matters, how to accomplish the kingdom of God more greatly, how to heal even just one more person. It's not that God is not able. If you repent of your sins and live by the word of God, all of you will be healed. But how to prevent the church members from committing sins? And all my mind and heart is focused in the kingdom of God. But I'm always happy. Most of the time, I am alone. I eat by myself. In the Gethsemane prayer house, I just cook for myself. I eat by myself and clean by myself, but still, but I feel even that I want to save even that time for eating, to save more time. My mind is always, I'm always thinking about how to save more time, how to eat quickly, how to wash the dishes quickly, because I'm studying that way, I can do it very fast. But when I see some housewives, I sometimes feel they are not as fast as I am. But I don't just do it like that. And if you want to learn, any of you want to learn how to do them quickly and effectively, sometimes I feel they are not so good. The refrigerator and the kitchen, and if you keep the order, if you put the rice bowls and soup bowls and if you have the proper positions and you will always have some free space in the refrigerator, and you just take it out and put it back into the original place. But if your mind is in the kingdom of heaven, you'll always be happy. Because I always want to save more time, to give it to God. So I don't have any time to think of anything else. When I went to Israel, I never turned on the TV. But at other times, maybe I was curious about news. But sometimes I would watch something like Animal Planet to learn about the providence of God hidden in the nature. But nowadays, I don't even have time for that either. I just want to give the time to God. But In Seoul also, I don't even watch news nowadays. I listen to the just highlights of the news, just important things, just for 5 minutes, and that's all. And as the Lord's coming is getting nearer, I feel I want to save time even more to work for God more, to spend my time for useful things. So for me, every day is like the Sabbath. I always feel like because I always think of the church members, so I feel like I'm meeting them every day, and my joy and happiness is overflowing all the time. So if you have New Jerusalem, the kingdom of heaven in your heart, you'll always march on with that in your heart, and then you'll have joy and peace in your heart and happiness. You'll be just so happy because the time will fly. You cannot just stop the time. If we keep the Lord's Day holy, God gives us the joy that the world cannot give. When we listen to the Word of God on the Sabbath and praise and pray to God, He solves the problems of our spirits. He blesses our life. Our body and mind can enjoy true joy and rest only when God takes over the responsibility for our life, health, children, and work. When we keep the Sabbath holy, we'll have joy with increased hope of resurrection and hope for the heavenly kingdom. I hope the newcomers or new believers will also experience this joy. In order to keep the Sabbath holy with a sanctified heart, we also have to keep our heart not to do anything evil. Isaiah 1:13 says, "Bring your worthless offerings no longer. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity and the solemn assembly." If God's children, God's people do evil, God cannot bear with it. I understand it very well. When church members commit sins, it's so unbearable for me. When I come to know some people committing sins, it's so unbearable. I feel so pitiful and my heart is burning for them. I worry, what if they fall into hell that way? What if their whole Christian life comes to nothing, meaningless? And because of these things, I always mourn for them. And when I see those people who don't even change after many years, if their inner being is not changed, I always smile to them, but my heart is burning for them too. And they are wasting such a long time. They should change their heart. They should go into spirit, and there is also Holy Spirit after that, and then they will receive so much blessing, and they'll be healthy. And also, they are getting closer to New Jerusalem. And what after going into Holy Spirit, then I'll explain what is next. I always explain to you about after the Holy Spirit, the spiritual realm is endless. So it is good. If there is an end, if I accomplish everything, then what after that? So it's so good that it is endless. Even though we may be attending worship service and other holy meetings, if we have quarrels or get angry, it causes God sorrow. Also, if you spend the Sabbath with a broken heart due to worries about the things of the world, then God cannot accept your worship pleasingly. Thus, we have to be joyful and thankful the whole day on the Sabbath. Even though we are in difficult situations, we have to rejoice and give thanks with faith. How thankful and joyful we are just by the fact that we are saved. Then God can make the impossible possible and change the situations too. Of course, a true Christian who is full of the Spirit should be full of joy and thanks every day. I hope all of you will keep your body and mind sanctified in keeping the Sabbath and enjoy the joy and happiness of the heavenly kingdom. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the third point to keep the Sabbath holy is to offer the whole day completely. Namely, we have to attend both Sunday morning and Sunday evening service. Some people just attend morning service and do their work or go on a picnic. They don't really have to open their shop, but they still open to earn more money, or they go to enjoy themselves. This is just keeping the half of the Lord's Day. We cannot say it is complete. God tells us not to take our worldly pleasure, and it is not even keeping the half. It is rather defiling the day, because God tells us to not to take worldly entertainment. But if you take the attend the Sunday morning service and then go to take your worldly pleasures, then how foolish it is! It is to violate the Sabbath completely. We cannot say it is complete if you do the things that are prohibited. It means you are committing a sin on the Sabbath. Even today, the Jews keep the Sabbath very strictly. Usually, they stay at home. Even though they may be away from home during the week, they come back home on Friday to keep the Sabbath. They come back before the sunset. They keep the whole Sabbath from the sunset of Friday until the sunset of Saturday. Then, since we know the true meaning of the Lord's Day, how do you think we should keep it? If we just attend morning service or just evening service and then work or enjoy ourselves, we are not keeping the whole day holy. But there may be someone who thinks you can just do your work after the evening service is over. Even if you attend both services, we cannot say you are offering the whole day to God unless you spend the rest of the day with a godly heart. If you think about the work you are going to do or the entertainment you planned for after the service, then you may even doze off in the service. Therefore, to keep the Lord's Day completely, you have to attend both morning and evening service, and you have to worship in spirit and truth. And it's not, you must not do anything that is prohibited on the Sabbath. If you do something that is prohibited, then it means you violated the whole day. If you daydream or fall asleep during the worship service, it means you didn't really worship God. We cannot say you kept the Sabbath holy. If you are falling asleep, if you just daydream, if you have idle thoughts, and if you say, "Oh, God, I kept the Sabbath," how can you say that? You'll be so sorry even to look up to the sky. Suppose you fell asleep while somebody was talking to you. Would it not be considered terribly impolite? And if you do this before the Lord God, it is very impolite. It is such a pity if you do not worship in spirit and truth, because otherwise you could have just stayed home taking a rest. Once you are in the church obeying the word of God, you should receive all the blessings that are given on the Lord's Day, worshiping God wholeheartedly. Then here, but of course it is better than not coming to the church at all. If you come to church every week, you will finally have the grown up faith to worship in spirit and truth. Then here, let us think about proper attitudes in worshiping God. First, to worship in spirit and truth, you shouldn't be late. You have to come before the service to prepare yourself with prayer. Once the service starts, you have to attend all the proceedings attentively until it is over. By the benediction or the Lord's Prayer, you should not leave your seat in the middle of a service. Of course, this is with the exception of having to do the voluntary work for the worship service. Some people may have to some may have some duties that they have to do before, so they have to stand up just before the service. So you have to understand their situations. But even though you have such duties, you have to receive this benediction and then move. Also, you should concentrate on the message without daydreaming or dozing off. You should pray during the prayer time, and when you praise God, you have to give your heart in the lyrics of the praise. You shouldn't come before God empty-handed. You should prepare the offerings in advance and give it to God joyfully. If you have neat appearance, you can offer to God a more beautiful aroma of worship. This time I saw that the pastors in Israel were changed very much. As I already explained in the Friday Olay service, it is their culture and their life. When they go, they don't have any, they don't wear suits. When they were coming to meet me in the hotel, barely nobody, just very few of them were wearing suit. And some people, some pastors came to the worship service in slippers. But this time, when I went, they were totally changed. Most of them were putting on the suit with a tie. And they were in neat appearance. Because whenever they see me, I am always in the suit and the tie, and their attitude also changed. So I was very thankful that I didn't tell them that in the worship service you have to put on the tie in a suit or something like that, but they were changing themselves by themselves. For example, it is the etiquette before God to take off your hat during the service, with the exception of some people who have to put it on for medical reasons. Some people have to cover their head. But you should understand them, thinking that they have something. Please do not pass judgment on them saying they are wearing a hat in a worship service. Also, God will be more pleased if you wear clothes that are more like the kingdom of heaven, and that please God more. One thing you have to remember is that you have to think of the sanctuary of God very valuable. Leviticus 26:2 says, "You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord." The sanctuary is a very holy place. In the Bible, we can see that the sons of Israel called the tabernacle, which is like the sanctuary today, the house of the Lord. The sanctuary is the holy house of God. It is where He dwells. Therefore, while you are in the sanctuary, you have to be careful about the slightest action or word. You shouldn't do anything that is ungodly, including talking about worldly things. And each of these things are taught. Each of these things is taught in the Bible in many places. The parents should also teach their children so that they will not play as outside the church or run uncontrolled about the sanctuary. Also, you should always keep the sanctuary clean. You church members here love the sanctuary and care for it very much. Many of you are conscious so that not even a hair or dirt should fall within the sanctuary. Also, I believe you are no longer eating anything in the sanctuary. Of course, in the nursery room, you may stop babies from crying by giving them something to eat. And also the snacks to babies, they don't know anything. They have to eat first because they are crying. So it may be right. It is okay to give them some snacks to stop them from crying. But in other sanctuaries, there shouldn't be any eating, especially during the worship service. It is not right to drink or eat anything while worshiping God. Please have food or beverages in the dining area to keep the sanctuary clean. And there shouldn't be any picking up or any ringing of the cell phones during the worship service. There shouldn't be any sending text messages during the worship services. You have to worship in spirit and truth. So you want to receive text messages, you want to send text messages for business and other things. You should also care for the things and equipment that are in the sanctuary. Everything in the sanctuary is God's. They are holy. As I told you before, whether big or small, the things in the church, you have to use them very carefully. Also, when any of the things of the church go outside, it has to go outside according to the order with the permission from the church. I hope you will care for the sanctuary more than you care for your own house. When you do this, God will love your heart. Soon we will go into Canaan Sanctuary. I urge you to set a good example so that anyone who sees the sanctuary will feel God and the kingdom of heaven from it. The more you love God, the more you'll fear God. If you trust God 100% and God trusts you 100%, oh, I trust God 100% and God trusts me 100%. Oh, I can do this? No, of course not. If you really love God, even the least of the commandments, you will keep it. And you will not be rude before God in any sense. Among you people, sometimes you between a husband and wife, because you have very good terms between husband and wife, you just tap on each other and saying, they just speak without honorific expressions. So it's something common nowadays, but please do not, no offense, please listen carefully. They just say, honey, just give me that. The more good, the better relationship you have, the more love you have. And is that really so? If that love continues for 30 and 40, 50 years, then maybe it is true. But actually, it's not really the case. Really, the unchanging love comes from heart. And without this love, of the heart. They just live because they are husband and wife and because they have children. And they live just because they cannot divorce in the Lord. They should miss each other like that husband and wife in the Mommy magazine on Friday, along with the child that they had after 7 years of marriage. That love doesn't change. It is so good, but I see so many church members, but in most cases, it's not true. It's not so. The wife has to respect the husband, and the husband really has to love his wife. But if they do, they love each other so much. And when I see them, I become happy because they are changing into the truth. They love each other and they are loved. If you say, oh, I can just do whatever I want because we are loved, we love each other, it's not true. It doesn't make sense. I hope you won't be offended in any way. But if you really love each other, then your action and your word will be nice and polite. Then if you really do that with true love, then your heart will be more beautiful. And your service and your words and actions will be very different. And if you really love each other, then you will remember what each other says, what each other wants, and you will try to do what the other person wants. If you do whatever you want, whatever way you want to serve him, suppose the wife is serving the husband. The husband doesn't like raw fish, but she is serving him raw fish all the time. And does the husband have to say, oh, you did it very well. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. The husband has to like it. What will he say? He will just eat it. He cannot just and if and the wife asks again, is it good? And if the husband doesn't like it at all, and if she still puts it, serves him with that, and asks again, is it good or something, then he'll be so disappointed. This is just an example. We have to love God this way. We have to do what He wants. We have to serve Him the way He wants. Keeping the Sabbath, there's a kind of way to keep the Sabbath holy, to please Him. Not by force, or not only because it's the law. What God teaches us is that we serve Him with our true heart. We obey with a true heart. Then it is our blessing. Brothers and sisters, the Master of our lives is our Lord, for He is the one who redeemed us from death and gave us eternal life. Our life belongs to the Lord, and obviously our time, health, and money all belong to the Lord. Just like you determined to give whole tithe, why don't you determine to give all your time, health, money, and everything to the Lord, at least on the Lord's Day? Not only on the Lord's Day, but if you give this way from Monday to Saturday and Sunday also, then it'll be so good, but at least on the Sabbath, I hope you will give the whole day to God. Then it is not difficult to keep the Sabbath holy. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will have such a determination and offer to God the Lord's Day completely and receive complete blessings. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Sunday morning service, we have a time to look back on the past week and repent of our wrongdoings. Sometimes you may not keep your heart and do something untruthful in the world while you are living in the world for 6 days. Nevertheless, if you confess your sins before God and repent of it, He will cleanse you with the blood of the Lord. He will reaffirm that you have nothing to do with the devil, the ruler of this world, and set you apart as citizens of heaven and God's children. He protects you in the bosom of the Lord from the disturbing works of the enemy devil. Also, the Sunday morning service is over with the benediction. By keeping the Sabbath holy and receiving this benediction, you can live in protection and blessing of God during that week. Likewise, the Sabbath is the day when we are refreshed in spirit and prepared a new week. If the Word of God in us is somehow diminishing, we can keep it in mind once again and dwell in it. Praising God and praying to Him, we can recharge ourselves with a spiritual power to overcome the world. If we keep the Sabbath this way every week, we'll gradually recover the image of God in us. Isaiah chapter 56 verse 2 says, "How blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who takes hold of it, who keeps from profaning the Sabbath." God tells us to not sell or buy anything on the Sabbath. If you open the shop to earn money on Sunday, it's not to keep the Sabbath. In many other churches, they do it. Who takes hold of it, who keeps from profaning the Sabbath, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. There are so many words that tell us it is a blessing to keep the Sabbath holy. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will sanctify your body and mind to keep the Lord's Day completely holy by offering the whole day completely and become truly blessed children of God. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. Father, let us keep it with all our heart, mind, and also with our sanctified body and mind, and let us receive blessings. There are many problems. There may be many problems of health and family and business and work. Let us please God in any circumstances, so there won't be any problems on this blessed day. Let us receive blessings from you, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Give your power, power, power. Show your work transcending time and space. Bless all the churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries that are attending the service through satellite all over the country, and all children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all Mommy TV and GCN viewers. Father, heal them. There are many prayer requests from other countries with their photos. Father, lay your hands on them. Pastor Chan Young-jo of Philippines, there's a pastor's conference starting from February 26th, and also Handkerchief Crusade. Give them good weather and let many pastors gather. And there are many pastors who want to attend, and Father, thank you. Give them good weather and let many pastors gather and receive the grace of God and receive the healing of God. Coromoto Veca from Venezuela, cancer, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit from the root. And Sandra Milena from Venezuela, a brain tumor, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, brain tumor, go away. And Mary Lincoln from Venezuela, the cancer, go away, the root, from the root, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Toya from Mongolia. Let his house be sold quickly and let him have family evangelization. And Pastor Lo Xinjiang from Brazil, lethargy, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be filled with energy. And Rod Chun Huimei from Brazil, heart disease, high blood pressure, insomnia, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And Rojing Chun from Brazil, let him have good heart, arrogance go away, and let him have a stable job, let her have a stable job, and let her be able to help her brother, Rojing Ju, and Ro Wei Ru from Taiwan. She's going to Australia for work on February 24th, and she wants to translate calculus textbook into English textbook into Chinese, and also heal her of the itchiness of the skin, and Gu Fu Wei, lethargy, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and Li Huying, and the after effects of liver transplant surgery, and let her husband have complete faith and pay back the debt, and let her daughter and son-in-law and grandson be evangelized. Zhang Min-ol, diabetes, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Miao Ming, and cerebral infarction, and the paralysis, and prostatitis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go on Chui, bronchitis, and asthma, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhou Chunhui, gastritis and skin disease and herniated disc and urethra inflammation, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And diabetes, Li Baijia, and severe burn on the leg, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Be healed. Li Zong, have short-sightedness and drive away evil spirits from him. And Li Xiaofeng wants to see with the right eye. Father God, let them see well, let them hear well, let them speak well, and drive away high blood pressure, diabetes, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All cancers, third stage, last stage, spread cancers, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Father God, show your work transcending space-time. And heal all the internal organs and skins, and drive away all skin diseases and itchiness, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. Give them prosperity throughout this week. Father God, bless them whether they come in or go out. Bless them. Let them become the head, not the tail. Let them lend but not borrow, with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect them and keep them and protect their families, workplaces, and businesses, business fields, and protect all the vehicles, church members' vehicles and church vehicles, and bless all the, and protect all the overseas missionaries, overseas members, overseas pastors. Protect them in all respects. Father, thank you. Give them true peace throughout this week, and protect them and give them true peace this week. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.